Welcome to Nightlife, a bite-size episode.
Well, grab your hat and your bathers. We're going to explore the secrets of Western Australia's favourite island getaway, Rottnest Island. 18 kilometres to the mainland and 25 minutes by ferry from Fremantle, it's home to the quokka, the small wallaby-like marsupial that a few years ago shot to international fame when tennis great Roger Federer took what's become known as a quokka selfie on a day trip to the island when he was in WA for the Hopman Cup. He's even been followed by our own acting royalty, Chris Hemsworth and Hugh Jackman. Last year, 780,000 people visited Rotto, as it's known to those who wiggle their toes in its white sandy beaches. And from what I can remember when I visited not so long ago, the beaches are a huge part of what this laid-back holiday has to offer. But, of course, there's more to discover. And our tour guide today, Travel TV presenter and producer and WA local Christina Morrissey, has spent years exploring Rottnest, and she's with us tonight. Chrissy, welcome. Good evening tonight, and welcome to Nightlife.
Good evening, sir. Nice to have you on board and actually talk to you. I've been listening to you in the evening, so nice to actually talk to you.
Well, it's terrific to have you with us as well. Rottnest is often billed as the first overseas holiday for many Western Australians, from what I understand, isn't it?
Yeah, we aim big over here, very big over here. It's easy though. I was just, before we came on air, I was talking to your producer and saying that this morning I went for a walk along the beach here in Perth and I could just glance over and I could see Rottnest and I could feel its possibilities. It's only, I think, did you say it's only 25 minutes by the fast ferry?
Yeah, the fast ferry,
We can come, we can park our car right there, jump on the ferry, and you can be a completely different world away in less than 25 minutes. So it's fabulous. Yeah, and right now, sort of, we're just on the tail of the low season, so it's cheaper to be over there at the moment. There are actually people that go over and they stay for a couple of months, believe it or not, during winter.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about options to stay, because that's right, you can stay over there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You better describe Rottnest for the uninitiated, because I think people in the rest of Australia don't quite understand. It's particularly special. Give us an idea of its size first up.
All right, physical size. So it is, if you can imagine, it's about 4.5 k's at its widest and 11 k's at its longest. And all the way around, if you were to walk all the way around it, there's 24 k's of coastline, and that includes 63 beaches. There's 20 bays. And the nice thing about being on Rottnest is we often have these horrible, in some cases, they're really lovely winds because in summer they freshen us all up. They call it the Frio Doctor, but it's a howler. So you want somewhere you can go to escape that wind in the afternoon. So if you travel around Rottnest, you sort of start at the main settlement. You go to your left, which is towards the southwest. You get all the lovely morning when there's no wind, and then you get on the other side of the island in the afternoon when the wind starts to blow. So you can always just be escaping the wind and finding little places to hide in. It's just gorgeous.
Mm.
And it's always warmer in Rottnest than it is on the mainland.
Why is that?
Well, it sits in this current that comes down from the north of Australia called the Leeuwin Current. And the really nice thing about that is the water's a little bit warmer. It also brings down all these really interesting species of fish. So there's 360, I think, species of fish, and 98 of them are tropical fish. So you don't find them on the mainland. So if you take your mask and your snorkel, you will just see, you just jump off the beach and they're there. It's just gorgeous, like a big aquarium.
Okay, all right. So it's warmer. It's got 63 beaches and 24 kilometres of coastline.
We don't like to brag, yeah.
No. Yeah. Well, tell us about the... It's not mountainous, is it? It's relatively flat from memory.
No, it's pretty flat. There is one... There's a couple of killer hills on Rottnest, and you learn because the one way to get yourself around Rottnest really is by bike, and we might talk about that in a moment. But the couple of hills that are there, you learn to pedal really fast on the way down, so you don't have to pedal as crazily.
You can't take your car over there, can you?
No.
Are there any cars on it?
There are cars there for essential services.
Right.
So often when we go over filming, they will lend us a car, but it has to be driven by a Rottnest Authority person.
Okay.
So the police have a vehicle over there, the fire brigade have a vehicle over there. And, you know, there's around 330 people, according to the 2016 census, living on the island.
230?
And 330. Oh, there used to be a lot more because there was a school there. It was just my uncle used to be the headmaster there years and years ago, and he loved it. It was just
Maybe it would be. Tell us about the history of it. Why is it? It's called Rottnest Ale. I mean, most in WA call it Rot Ale. I know.
Yes.
why is it called Rottnest Island anyway?
Rottnest Island. Well, a fellow called William de Vlaming came over in the 1600s, and he, I was going to say he drove, he didn't drive, he sailed his boat very close, and he saw these rat-like creatures running around the island, hence his, you know, the Dutch translation, I suppose, is rat's nest, so Rottnest Island. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
But it has another name as well. So its traditional name for the local Noongar people in WA call it Wadjimup. Mm-hmm. And that means a place where the place across the water where the spirits are. Because if you go back thousands of years, Rottnest was actually attached to the mainland by a land bridge. So, you know, in the old days, you could actually walk from where Perth is across to the island, across to the bit of land which is now an island. They had ceremonies there and big gatherings there. And one of my dear mates has a tour of Rottnest Island at the moment. And he has his, it's hard to explain, but if you imagine in our, in sort of a Western culture, when our spirits die and we go off to heaven. So in traditional Noongar culture here, where does your spirit go to and what's its jumping off point to the next world? Well, the jumping off point is West End, the far end of Rottnest Island.
Mm. It's so a bit of a dark history for Aboriginal people, isn't it? Because it was.
It is.
It,
yeah.
It was used as a prison, and many people died there.
Yeah, yeah. So for you had 40,000 years of beautiful history where it was part of this wonderful Aboriginal culture, and then there's this 100-year history where it became a convict. No, convicts. It became a prison, as you're saying. In fact, in 1829, when Western Australia was settled and Perth was settled. It was only a year before people settled Rottnest Island. So there was a fellow called Thompson who set up over there, and he set his little farm up there, and they had sheep and goats, and they actually had wheat as well. So there's evidence of them, you know, grinding up wheat over there. And he escaped, from what I read in Trove and other history books, he escaped, if you like, the mainland, because he was frightened of the local Noongar people here. So he escaped across to Rottnest and had his family and his 8 children over there. And he left when it became a prison, and mainly for Indigenous people. And Indigenous people from all over Western Australia, not just the Perth region, were incarcerated on Rottnest Island. So can you imagine being a local person from up, you know, Broome way, where it's beautiful and warm all year round, and all of a sudden you're thrown onto Rottnest Island for a crime you've committed against the Crown, which you have no understanding of anyway, but you're shipped down there and you're given rags to wear, literally. And you were kept in little mud huts, little cells with mud floors. And the floors were muddy because it was so cold and wet, and it was just horrendous conditions. 4,000 Aboriginal men and boys aged between 8 and 70, I think, died on Rottnest Island while it was operating. So it's a horrible, dark period of time. But, Walter Maguire, who runs these Go Cultural Tours over there, who I'd highly recommend anyone who goes to Rottnest goes and jumps on one of these tours, because you see the beautiful side of Aboriginal history there.
Yeah.
Then you see the European settlement, and then you see what happened during this incarceration period, and then it transfers, of course, to this this wonderful aquatic playground. Yeah. It's had quite an interesting past,
It has. It has. It's also been used as a quarantine place, hasn't it? I mean, even recently. Oh. I mean, especially recently. Yeah, I mean, it was used as a COVID quarantine, wasn't it?
Yeah, if anyone is listening to us at the moment and they are undergoing quarantine somewhere in a little shoebox somewhere in mainland Australia, goodness me, you would have wished you were one of the group. I think they had about 200 or so people come back off ships and they were quarantined. The West Australian government quarantined them on Rottnest Island. They thought that was a great place to contain people. And it was. They weren't allowed to come out of their little. So this is going back to the accommodation. There's places you can pitch a tent. There are places.
You want to actually tell us about that? If you want, because you can stay. Is there a limit to how many beds are there on the island?
In that sense? Well, in peak time, during peak time on the island, 15,000 people can be accommodated.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Gee, that's a lot.
So a lot of people can go and sit, but it never ever seems full. That's the amazing.
No, the only time. Well, I've been there twice, but it's never seemed crowded.
No. But it's so spread out.
So where do they stay? They stay in.
Well, you've got the old army barracks, Kingston Army Barracks, which are kind of like dorms, and then there's some big old houses there as well. You've got the main settlement in Thompson's Bay. You have got around the corner, you've got the old houses around all the old lighthouses there. Then you've got Geordie Bay, you've got Fays Bay. So there's four or five bays with little settlements of houses, if you like. There is the new Pinkies Eco Retreat. Well, that was new, I think, 2 years ago now. They opened that one up. I've been and stayed at it a couple of times. My recommendation is if you have small children, like babies, please don't go and stay there. Because your babies cry and there is no war between you and all the other poor visitors there. So that's there. There is somewhere you can take a tent and pitch a tent, and that's probably the cheapest way if you're looking for a cheap option, $38 a night. But there's a brand new resort opening next month, October the 1st, and it is going to be stunning by the sounds of things. And so you're going next level luxury. It's called Samphire. And it's down where, do you remember there's a big pub in Rottnest, which is quite famous for those who have yet to come over here. The Rotto Pub is an institution where you sit and you put your toes in the sand, you have a beer and you look out and you can actually see the city in the distance and think of all those poor people.
I'm talking to WA local Christina Morrissey about Rottnest Island tonight. You could go, I mean, you can catch the ferry over, you could also... You could take your own boat over, can't you? If you can moor your own boat there. You could actually skydive in if you want.
Yeah, you could. We've done that once before, and that was a bit crazy. There used to be a fellow too who had like a water taxi that you could take from Frio across, but that's not operating at the moment. You know, you said there was 785,000 people went to Rottnest last year.
Yeah,
300,000 of them came by boat.
Wow.
Yeah, so quite a lot of people come by boat.
It's not a dangerous crossing to get out there, is it? I don't presume.
It can't. You've got to time it. If there's no wind and it's nice and flat, it's like Rotto. Those people lucky enough to have a boat are like, let's head to Rotto today. But it costs you a couple of $100 in fuel as well to go over. But you know, if there's five or six of you on the boat, it's sort of worth it. There is a fee that you can't get out of when you land on Rottnest because of its reserve status. It actually, there's a $24 fee for adults if you're going and coming back on different days, and an $18 landing fee if you're going and leaving on the same day. So there's this, which is good.
There's lots to do, actually, apart from the beaches and the pub and all that. There are a couple of tours under there which are quite fun. The tunnel tour under the old World War II battery is quite fun.
Oh, yeah, I love the tunnel tour. The tunnel tour is my suggestion to people always when they go to Rottnest, if you are coming for the first time, what will happen is you'll come over on the ferry early in the morning and then you've got a couple of hours before your accommodation is ready. So what are you going to do in those couple of hours? You could go for a swim. Or you could go on a tour like the one that Walter Maguire runs, or you could go on this tour of the tunnels, which is really cool. So you jump into a train from the settlement, and there's an old train that transports you out to these old guns, and you go down underneath the tunnels to see, because it was a place during World War II where they had these 9.2-inch guns, and this big maze of underground tunnels was made as well. So you can go in, and there's these wonderful guides on Rottnest, the docents, they're voluntary guides, and they're wonderful people. They come over every day on the ferry, they've got their yellow shirts on, and there's probably, I reckon, a dozen tours that they do. There's a quokka walk, there's a reef reckon, daring sailors walk, visit the museum, check out the boathouse, visit the old farm home as well. So these guys take you on wonderful tours for free.
Fantastic. But the best thing, well, in a way, is hire a bike and cycle around, find a beach out of the wind and just
That's right. And the good thing is now, I can remember when we were kids and we used to ride around there and my mum was, kept up with all of us. And then as we all got older and mum got a little bit less inclined to want to pedal, she would jump on the bus because there's a hop-on, hop-off bus that you can get off and get on. And it stops at pretty much every site around Rottnest. So all of the bays, you can get on and get off. You can get on and off at all the lighthouses. You can get on and off at the tours, the tunnel at Oliver Hill. And now, though, they have electric bikes. So you may not have cars on Rottnest, but you could hire an electric bike, which I think is kind of cheating. But for those of us who maybe, you know, are a little bit less agile, knees not be as good as they were, etc., you can grab yourself an electric bike. You have to be over 18.
Yeah, no, I think that'd be ideally suited to Rotto, actually.
Yeah. I tell you one thing, though. You want to – there's pros and cons to taking your own bike because if you take your own bike over there, of course, it's not costing you anything because it costs you, I think, about $35 a day to hire a bike. But if you hire a bike out there and you get all the way out to the far end, this wonderful place, say, West End, the very far end of Rottnest Island, where those spirits would have jumped off and made the next part of the journey, and where there's also an amazing colony of seals to go and look at too. Mm. If your bike broke down there, you are slightly stuffed, to put it nicely, if you've taken your own. Whereas if you have hired a bike on Rottnest, you can ring them and they'll come out in one of their little vehicles and they'll take you back to the settlement.
There you go.
That's what you want. If you don't want to come and stay for the night, what you can do, I think one of the ferry companies, SeaLink, does a tour. So you can get a really early ferry over in summer and they do a late ferry. So you can come home about 7:30 at night so you can enjoy sunset, enjoy a couple of drinks. I'm not a drinker myself, so I sit with all the other people at the pub and I enjoy, you know, a nice little lemonade.
Yeah.
They've got the most beautiful food and a lot of local food too, Phil. So you're eating local, you know, sardines from Fremantle, beautiful local produce and local beers, etc. And then you can jump on the boat and you can go home.
Perfect.
It's lovely.
I can attest to it. It's a marvellous place. Chrissy, great to talk. Terrific to have your enthusiasm and share it for Rottnest Island. Thank you.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.